Good morning. My guests this morning are Sarah Wintermeyer and Sherry Lee Miller from the Spreckles Performing Arts Center. Good morning, you two.
Good morning.
So we're doing a lot of theater stuff today. Little Good. Women, the musical.
Yeah.
Okay. And you are playing?
I'm playing Jo March.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I'm very excited.
So tell us about this show.
Well, Little Women is, it's a beautiful story and an even more exciting musical about four sisters growing up in Massachusetts during the Civil War. And the character that I play, Jo, is the most feisty and perhaps adventurous in the group.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
It's semi-autobiographical by Louisa May Alcott, wrote the original novel, and she grew up with three sisters in Massachusetts, and there are so many themes of adventure, but also at a time during the Civil War, their father is an army chaplain, so he's away, and how they come of age, how they grow up together, and the themes of family and sisterhood are just all over the place in this. There's kind of something for everybody. There's swordplay and dancing.
Wow, swordplay.
Oh, yes. On guard.
I was fortunate enough to be at the first read-through for the play, and they sang, and having never rehearsed it or looked at the music before, they already sounded gorgeous. It's a stunning cast.
Wow. Oh, how good.
And a wonderful director, I might add. Michael Ross, who I'm sure you've interviewed many times, is the director of it. Lucas Sherman is the music director. And Mikey Snyder is choreographing it. So we've got a great team.
Wow.
We are. We're having a great time singing and dancing our way through it.
I have a hunch that a lot of the holiday shows that the various theater companies are performing this year, I'm warning people in our radio audience, don't say to yourself, oh, well, it's just local theater.
I'll just go
the night of the performance, and there'll be plenty of seats, and I'll be able to see the show that way. Maybe not.
You know, first of all theater is local theater.
Right, right.
Because it's live, so people live there.
Right,
in
right.
order to come see it. But this show is in our smaller theater. It only seats 100, and it sold out last time it was done. So definitely call and make reservations.
Are you doing other holiday-related stuff, or is this really the...
Well, actually, the opening scene of the show, it's Christmas time in Concord, Massachusetts.
Right.
I actually have a moment where I go and chop down a tree and bring it back in as a sort of a dare with my sisters. So we do have, I mean, there's a holiday theme to it, but also I think the idea of just that time of year where it's snowing outside and you're inside and there's a lot of time spent in the attic, and each of the sisters has a very distinct personality. And at the time it was written, that was very novel. Women in books were more domestic and demure. And Alcott sort of wrote these very colorful, vibrant characters. Meg is sort of romantic. And Jo, uh-huh. the character I play, is quite a tomboy, which was also very unusual during the Civil War era, that she wants to wear pants and write plays and act them out in the attic. Beth is
great.
Very sweet and family-oriented. And then Amy is more, she wants to grow up and become a woman of society. So this theme where they're stuck at Christmas at home, their father's not there, they don't have very much, the family's rather poor, and how do you make the most of your holiday? And so they decide to put on an operatic tragedy.
Oh, great.
It's a blast.
It's a perfect Christmas show.
Oh, excellent. Let's tell people that this is Little Women the Musical. It opens November 24th and plays through the 17th. It's at the Candiotti Theater in the Spreckles Theater Company complex on Avram Avenue in Rohnert Park. Telephone 588-2226. Thanks for coming in, folks.
Oh, thank you so much for having us.
And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Cinema Spotlight. Have a great day.